Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 11th, 2018. Yesterday morning, several police officers positioned themselves close to the Gerhard Hauptmann School on Olauerstrasse in Kreuzberg in preparation for its evacuation scheduled for today. A magistrate of the district is scheduled to arrive at 8 a.m. to begin the eviction. If resistance, protest demonstrations, or blockades are expected, bailiffs and the police who support them will come a few hours earlier. Left-wing groups in the neighborhood initiative Olauerstrasse announced on Monday that protests against the eviction are planned, reporting they will demonstrate in front of the building and then walk through Kreuzberg to show solidarity with the residents, adding that all people must have the right to decide where and how they want to live, regardless of status and origin. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, the building, which has been illegally occupied for more than 5 years, has long been the subject of heated debate. In 2012, hundreds of homeless people and refugees had settled there, and repeated violent fights and outbursts of violence among the inhabitants soon followed, including a stabbing death. The conditions got more and more out of control without the district becoming active. Later, District Mayor Monica Hammond of the Greens admitted that she and the district office should have intervened much earlier. According to previous statements, the district has spent around 1 million euros every year to secure the building. 1 billion euro are missing for the completion of the future BER airport in Schönefeld. The financing of the airport, which is now due to open in October of 2020, is secured until the end of the year, but it is unclear what will follow. The state of Berlin will presumably pay for it. Since construction began in 2006, BER costs have risen from 2.5 to 6.5 billion euro. Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD is calling for the airport company to step in, but as reported via RBB on Tuesday, he has not ruled out Berlin's involvement, adding that tax money should not be used directly. Müller has a credit or a loan in mind. FDP faction leader Sebastian Jaya demanded on Tuesday that there should not be a single cent of tax money for the project. With 1 billion euro, the city of Berlin could employ urgently needed personnel, for example, 625 new police officers or 432 teachers, or the construction and maintenance of 10,000 affordable rented apartments. 1 billion euro would also be enough to improve the traffic situation with the construction of 66 kilometers of tram tracks. The supervisory board of the airport company meets in March and is expected to provide more information to the public soon thereafter. Several thousand households in Berlin and Brandenburg will be questioned for the Microcensus 2018. For the annual population survey, households throughout Germany are randomly selected to provide information on their age, gender, employment, and housing situation. The Statistics Office for Berlin-Brandenburg stated that 18,000 households are to be questioned in Berlin during the course of the year and 12,000 in Brandenburg. The selected households are obliged to answer the questions, otherwise a penalty payment can be demanded. The data will be stored and evaluated anonymously. The head of the Senate Chancellery, Bjorn Böning, has created outrage with bicyclists by proposing mandatory helmets for cycling children and higher fines if a cyclist drives on the pavement instead of the bicycle path. Bike lobby association AFDC is outraged that the proposals are, quote, blaming the most vulnerable road users, the children, for accidents. The club instead demands much stricter consequences for parking violations and speeding. For 16 years, Der Club der Polnischen Versager, or Club of Polish Losers, has been a cultural institution in Berlin. Now, the members of the club want to get into politics and want to create the Polish Party of Germany, or the PPD. So far, only the name exists, said club operator Adam Gosowski to the DPA. The club meets at Schokoladen and will be working on developing a party program in expert panels, satire shows, a regulars table, and small party councils. The founders are motivated to get active against the increasing populist and anti-democratic tendencies in Poland and other European countries, and want to offer a platform for German-Polish exchange and at the same time awaken political enthusiasm. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.